You're on 981 2NM. Plenty of us around the Hunter Valley own pets, and of course we love them dearly. When something goes wrong, we'd like to be able to get them sorted out. And now your best friend just might be helped by an invention from Adelaide, a company by the name of MicroX, to give vets a better chance to diagnose your pet's health problem. Joining us to have a chat is Managing Director of MicroX, Peter Rowland. How are we doing, Peter?
Very well. Good to chat to you, Andrew.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about what this X-ray machine is. How does it work?
Look, we've got some technology that we developed here in Adelaide to basically miniaturise X-rays. We've been selling it for a couple of years now into human X-ray medicine.
Yep.
And we're operating in now probably 30 countries around the world. And it just means that our X-ray machine is much smaller and much lighter and much more mobile than conventional technology is able to achieve. Now we've spread basically from the human world into veterinary because vets need X-rays perhaps as much or more as humans do.
Absolutely. I mean, in the case of a human, you have the ability to be able to tell your doctor, at least direct them to where the problem is. But with a machine like this, the pets can be checked up and hopefully the problem found even quicker than usual.
Very much so. And that's exactly what we found. So the need for X-rays is there. And not just in diagnosis, but also if surgery is needed in the middle of an operation, then the vet sometime will be looking for an X-ray to, you know, make sure he's got a reconstruction aligned right or something like that. And it really makes the procedures a lot safer if you could just wheel this ultra-lightweight little machine in and get an X-ray right in the middle of a surgical.
Peter, this machine, though, it didn't actually start out in the field of medicine, though, did it?
Well, that was our first application. We've had interest from the same technology from the military have contracted us, because when they do deployable hospitals, if you ever remember watching MASH 4077.
Yes, definitely.
Those deployable field hospitals can't take like 600 kilogram pieces of equipment, so they're looking for something lightweight. So they're interested in it. But also they are interested that we're adapting the technology into security applications. We've just won a contract from the American government to redesign the next generation of future airport X-ray checkpoint.
Well, congratulations.
So that's quite exciting. Another field we're doing the same technology is being used to in bomb disposal, because we can make a little bomb X-ray camera that a robot can carry, so that a bomb disposal technician can get an image of a potential bomb without having to go anywhere near it, which is, of course, in bomb disposal is a lot safer.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's got a lot of wonderful applications, because when we think of X-rays, we go into a clinic where there's this huge piece of machinery that can do what an X-ray does. But how, when we talk about this being smaller, what size are we talking about? Can you give us sort of a dimension kind of thing?
I mean, a normal X-ray tube, for instance, that you would find in a hospital X-ray room, or even one of the giant mobile ones, It would be 30 to 40 centimeters long. It would weigh about 30 kilograms.
Yep.
By comparison, ours is about the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
And it weighs 1.5 kilograms.
That's amazing technology. Are there a number of veterinarians that have actually adopted it yet, or is it just starting to be wheeled out?
We just got our first sale here in Gawler in South Australia, but there's a number of veterinary practices around the country become aware of it, and so we're going to be rolling it out. We've appointed a distributor, particularly some of the the larger practices with the hospitals.
Yes.
Where they've got many vets and the X-ray machines can be really busy. So we're hoping to get a few more sales around the country.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing your invention appearing around the Hunter Valley at our various veterinarians, because they're all quite busy, sadly, from time to time, looking after our cats and our dogs and other animals, actually horses in particular, in this particular part of the world. It's fantastic to see an Australian company with an invention that's doing so well. So, Peter, congratulations to yourself, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Hey, look, thanks for the call.